Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, October 4th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and welcoming into the studio, a perfect way to wrap up our week. We have our great friends from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen contestants in. Ladies, I'm going to have you introduce yourselves, go down the line here, and we'll go that way with our questions as well, if you don't mind starting us off.
Hi, my name is Brielle Totsky.
Brielle, thank you for being here.
My name is Kaylin Auld, and I'm from Wisconsin Rapids.
Good to see you, Kaylin. Thank you for being here.
Hello, I'm Caitlin Mandreski from Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Kaylin.
I'm Ava Lowersdorf from Wisconsin Rapids.
Ava, thank you for being here.
Hi, my name is Maya Hernandez, and I'm from Wisconsin Rapids.
Maya, good to see you. And good to see some of you faces again. Appreciate that. And you new faces, we appreciate you being here. Want to mention that since 1985, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship Organization has been providing scholarships to some of the most talented, intelligent, and driven young women in this community. They are dedicated to empowering young women by giving them the skills and opportunities in life needed to become successful, strong, and engaging citizens. We are going to tell you about the event, times of the event, and everything as we go along, but I want to dive into the event a little bit with you all and talk about what brought you to this, what made you want to do this. And Ava, I'll start with you. What made you want to be a part of this pageant?
What made you want to be a part of this?
Brielle, sorry. I knew I was going to do that. I get one mulligan. I can mess up one name. I can't mess up anymore. Sorry, okay. Brielle.
So the reason why I wanted to join this pageant is because of all the opportunities you get from it and the speaking things, because it helps you talk with others and just introduces more opportunities for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said.
So this is actually my very first local pageant. I have done pageants before, and I chose this one because I wanted to take more initiative with my community and know the girls even better.
Mm. Very cool.
I found out about this pageant last year because I heard about the amazing scholarships and sisterhood you get from it, and it was such an amazing experience last year, I knew I had to come back.
Mm, right on.
I'm agreeing with Kaylin. I definitely, love this. I did it last year, and I'm just, it's all about sisterhood, and I love it so much, and I heard about it from Ruby Marty, and she is a former Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen.
Mm-hmm. And my.
And I heard about it from when I was a little. I used to be a part of the Princess Program that is now called the Cranberry Cuties. So I've always kind of been a part of the organization, and now I'm old enough to compete.
Very cool. Very cool. Great answers, you guys. Great answers. Really well done. I want to talk a little bit about the event itself. This is done by a couple of different categories. All the contestants compete in a private interview, on stage question, talent, health and fitness, and evening gown. I want to get to the talent part of this for a little bit. Well, what is going to be your talent for the event?
My talent is a contemporary dance to Leave a Light On by Tom Walker. I chose this song because of the message it gives. It fits with my initiative, Healing the Broken Women in Crisis.
Mm-hmm. I am doing a violin performance to Once Upon a December by Anastasia, and I chose to do violin because it's been my passion for over 4 years. And I chose the song because it really just resonated with me, and I love the movie Anastasia.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing a tap dance to Sit Still and Look Pretty because I've been dancing for 12 years and tap has always been my favorite. And I chose a song because I think it is true. Everyone is pretty. So just sit still and look pretty.
Nice.
I'm also doing a tap dance to The Greatest Show. And I chose this because it's very fun and exciting, and it's also some jazz, so it's going to be really fun.
Mm.
My talent is singing, and I'm singing a song, Ave Maria by Beyonce.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Man, you guys, you really set the bar here. All of you are doing impressive things. I love that so many of these are either tied into a passion or a message. That's very cool. That's very unique. And another way to kind of show your personality to these judges, but also to the community in doing this. Those are great, wonderful things. Want to get into your platform a little bit. Now, this is one of those ones where I want you guys to go ahead and take a beat and really get into this a little bit if you choose to. You don't have to, but I know how much this can mean to individuals. I know certainly for me at a young age, I had my passions, I had my causes. I'm curious of what yours are and part of what you can put a kind of a spotlight on at this event. And again, we'll start right on the line here. Brielle, do you have a CSI? Do you have a platform that you're...
So my CSI, which I've already said, was Healing the Broken Women in Crisis,
yeah.
Which I chose this because I attended a dinner with the Hannah Center that hosted at like a church, and just what they were talking about really resonated with me and made me want to help them with their healing journey, and it just really stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I always journalistically mention I am on the board of our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. This is a topic that is very personal to me, means a lot to me. And one of the things that I am encouraged by is how many young people are getting behind this and going to be on the right side of history with this topic. And it's very encouraging, bro. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that.
My platform is Navigating Crohn's and Colitis Together, and I chose this platform because my mother has Crohn's disease, and I have secondhand seen how it has affected her life. She has had it for 31 years, so over a quarter of her life, or half of her life, actually. And I started out when I was 5 with my Cookies for Crohn's, where I bake cookies and all the proceeds go to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, which I am directly partnered with. And I got into partnering with them because I wanted to take more initiative with my CSI. And I found out, looking into it further, that there are no support groups in the state of Wisconsin for Crohn's and Colitis. And my mother has told me how much she felt alone and scared when she was first diagnosed. So I wanted to be able to help more people. And I am currently the only support group of Wisconsin. And you can find it directly on the page. It's called the Midwest Crohn's and Colitis Warriors.
Well, not only a great cause, but you're already getting good at the marketing thing. Nicely done. You got to get that in there. Nicely done. Well done. This is one of the things that I enjoy about not only this event, but events like this, where we can oftentimes bring attention to things that don't get a lot of attention in our society. Whereas we've got a lot of causes, got a lot of things going on, and we kind of get pulled one way direction or another. It's so great to see people be able to bring attention to something that doesn't get nearly the attention it deserves. So nicely done.
My initiative is music as an instrument for growth. So as a band kid myself, I've seen how music impacts other people's lives and impacts my life. I've made amazing friends, and some of my best friends come from band. I've also learned great life lessons throughout band, and this goes for all types of music, singing, playing in the orchestra or band. And I really want to encourage people to join a music class, as our schools have amazing music programs, and really just help bring awareness that everyone should play an instrument or sing.
I love that. I think I could not agree with you more. And I think one of the things that stands out that we often think when we're looking at an instrument or thinking about it, and just as a spoiler alert to you guys, you do this even in your 40s. Even in your 40s, you're looking at, like, you mentioned violin. That's my favorite instrument. I've always looked at it, and I thought, oh, you know, I'd love to be able to pick that up. I'd like to be able to play violin. And I talk myself out of it, and I get busy or that kind of thing. And one of the things that I come back to with singing or an instrument is, well, I don't know if I could do it good. Well, that doesn't matter. You don't have to be great at it. You don't have to be the next, you know, Yo-Yo Ma or anything like that. You can pick up an instrument and just to play it, just to enjoy it, just to have fun with it, especially in this day and age where we are doing a better job of talking about mental health. And certainly you see a lot of this tied into mental health, with a lot of people having hobbies that make them happy or just make them bring a little joy to their day. That's a great one.
My CSI is Fire Safety, the Power in a Plan, and it's about educating and helping families in my community have a fire safety plan. And a fun, sad fact is that 1 in 4 families do have a fire safety plan. I just want to make that a higher percentage.
Yeah, right on. And again, another one of those topics that we don't seem to really touch on or talk about until it happens, or it happens to one of us. I will say that even for my family, we had a horrible fire happen about almost 7 or 8 years ago. And we felt like, as a family, we had dealt with it all. We had had every bad thing that could possibly happen. We've dealt with it all. And then that happens. And we really had no real plan. We really had no idea of really how to handle that. It was an eye opener for us and our neighbors across the street and some other people too. So that's a great topic. And it's an important one. Nicely done. Maya?
So my CSI is Not a Victim, a Survivor, Speaking Out Against Sexual Assault. And I'm a really big advocate for this because this is something that I was affected by personally. So I just want to be an advocate for my community and get the resources out there.
Appreciate that. Appreciate you sharing that, and appreciate the work on this. As mentioned before, this is a topic that is not going away. And we've seen from the pandemic, the numbers rise when it comes to this topic. And one of the not to use a word like a cure or ways to solve something like this, but one of the best ways to do anything close to that is you guys, like the youth, young people. This changes with the way we treat each other and the way that we handle each other in life and treat each other and all this. And more and more younger people seeing older people handle this well. And learn from that and everything. And certainly you guys taking the mantle and doing the work that you're doing with the front. That's great to hear. Appreciate that. All great topics, you guys. I am so glad I am not a judge of this. I am so thankful. I would never, we'd be there for days, just not being able to decide. We're sitting back with the Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2025, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 25 contestants right now. And I want to talk a little bit about the rehearsal process, what that is like. How often are you guys rehearsing, and if you enjoyed it? If you don't mind, Brielle, and I keep on picking on you because you're on the end here, it always happens to the person on the end, I apologize. How often did you all rehearse?
We come in every Sunday to a local church that lets us practice there, and I was surprised on how friendly everybody was there. Like, they're just like a loving family, basically, and you just want to come back every time super excited.
Did you guys enjoy the rehearsal process? It sounds like you did, Brielle. Did you guys, the rest of you, enjoy the rehearsal process and some
definitely
of this? Yeah, good. Very good to hear. Very good to hear. One of the things that my mom brings up with this, because when I was young, I really felt, well, I don't understand pageants, and I don't know if we should have these in society, and I don't know if this is a good thing for women and that. I was raised by a hippie feminist, so it is something that was kind of instilled at me at a very young age. But my mother, who the hippie feminist I'm referring to, was the one that told me, well, Jimmy, this is something that you just don't get. It's important in life, I think, oftentimes to understand that I empathize, but I understand that I can't understand what it's like. I don't know what it's like to be a young woman, and I don't know what it's like to not have necessarily the opportunities for women to support women, for sisterhood, something that you have touched on and there are other groups have touched on, and something that I've noticed over the years of doing this. You guys have already won. You already won. You not only in the braveness of doing something that not a lot of people can do. I have acted since I was about 7 years old. I've done about 100 characters. I've done a lot. I could never do what you guys are doing. Never. I wouldn't even come close to it. I admire and think it's brave what you're doing. That is certainly a big part of this. And in that, there's the part that Brielle was mentioning before as far as public speaking. The more reps you have with it, the better you will be. And though we don't know what you guys are going to do as you go forward, something it's going to involve public speaking in some way or another. So that's a great experience right there, getting that. But those friendships, that sisterhood, the opportunity to support women supporting women and some of that, you've already won, already having that in place. Whatever happens from here out, I wish you all well with, but you're playing with house money here. You've already won, and that's got to be a good feeling going forward. And when I ask something that you take away from this event, is that the main thing that you would say that you've taken away from this? The friendships, the women supporting women, the sisterhood of this? I'll go down the line.
I agree. I also came here for the public speaking because I kind of struggle with that, and I wanted to improve on that.
You're getting better. I would say, I don't know what you were like before, but you're doing great today. You're killing it today.
I actually started also because of the same reason, because I was such a shy kid and I wasn't really great with talking with strangers. But over the years, it wasn't just public speaking I gained from this. It was also lifetime friendships, big travel opportunities, and really just being able to have that satisfaction of knowing that I'm changing the world with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. Yeah.
Yeah, I came because I heard about the friendships, and originally I was like, I don't think I'm gonna do it. Like, everyone's pretty. I feel like beauty pageants, like, everyone's pretty, everyone should walk away. But when I learned about the scholarships, all of us get scholarships, and you can take those to college or tech schools where most people do go, so they help you also in your future. And the friendships, I talk to these girls almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very good to hear. Nicely said.
I do also agree with them, and I just think that sisterhood is just so important for all of us, and I also agree with public speaking. It is so important, and you can do so much with it.
Yeah.
I think even like if you don't win, just getting your CSI and talking about it on stage in front of people, for me that's a really big thing, knowing that like I was out there and I said what I needed to say. But again, with the scholarships, at the end of the day everyone does win something, which I think is a really great opportunity, and that's what I love about this pageant, that is that we get scholarship dollars in the end.
The investment that the community makes and the investment the organization makes in you guys in that is noteworthy, very noteworthy. And a big part of this, a huge part of this event. The event is happening. It's coming up real soon, everybody. Friday, October 25th, will be the dress rehearsal, which is open to everybody yet again. And tickets will be available at the door for that. And certainly be sure to mark your calendars for the event itself. Saturday, the competition will be going on Saturday, October 26th. Tickets can be purchased at MissWisconsinRapids.org. MissWisconsinRapids.org. Encourage you to attend this event. Give these kids a great crowd. Give them a good audience. And cheer them on. Do want to wrap up with talking about as far as encouragement, encouraging other people out there listening. While we certainly want to, you know, highlight you guys and champion what you all are doing, we know that getting together and doing this is also about the younger people out there listening and, you know, future contestants possibly. So to those future contestants, how would you encourage them to do something like this?
I would encourage them by, even though if you don't do it perfect, you gain something even if you don't win. Even if it's not about the crown, you can still do your initiative even without getting the crown.
Mm-hmm. I have always said this, and I will continue to say it. You are not competing against others. You are competing against yourself. Mm-hmm. It is self-growth and really what you take away from the pageant, not about who wins or what you think that you've lost, because really you do gain something every single time you do a pageant.
Mm-hmm. Just do it. You won't regret it. You will gain so much confidence, and the girls are amazing. If you're backstage and you need something, you can say it, and guaranteed someone will have it, and it's not, she's my competition, I'm not going to help her. You help each other so much. And at the end of the day, the judges have 10 minutes personally with you. If not, they have on stage. They have very little time to decide who will take it on. So every day it could change to a different person. So don't take it hard on yourself.
Well said.
I was a little princess, or in the princess pageant when I was little, and I just encouraged the little girls to join that, to see how the girls like do things and how to bring your community service initiative to the community, and I just think it's a better look on how the pageant goes.
Mm-hmm. Same with the princess program. When I was a little girl doing it, like, that's all I ever wanted to be. Like, oh my God, like, look at these older girls. They're so pretty. They're dressed up. It's just about, like, being motivated and showing those girls, the younger generation, like, being a role model and, like, hey, like, one day you can do this too.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's great to hear that in all of you guys, and I hear a chorus of that through every one of you, of the encouragement to the younger generations, to the other kids to do this, and what the empowerment that it has given you already, and confidence it has given you, you're gonna have some nerves, you're gonna have some feelings with this and everything. I will tell you, I have been in the industry I've been doing radio for 22 years. I have been in over 1,000 plays. I have never not gotten nervous. Never not gotten nervous. Before we got together and we started recording today, I got a little nervous. Right before I hit this mic on, I didn't. It's a good thing. Nerves are a good thing. It means you care. It means you're engaged. It means this means something to you. And I also think it means that you can have a really good time. So while you're going to have a lot going on this next couple of weeks and everything, one thing that I hope you remember, and I just want to remind you of, enjoy yourselves. Have fun. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the camaraderie. Have a good time out there. And know that this community supports you and has your back and is going to be cheering you on, okay? Enjoy yourselves, everybody. And thank you so much for putting up with my questions and hanging out with us and everything. This was a lot of fun. Looking forward to having whoever wins and more of you guys in throughout the years and everything. Whatever you go on to do, know it's going to be great things. Do appreciate the time, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can find out more and get your tickets at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Be sure to support them on social media as well and share this on your pages. You just never know who might see this that wouldn't otherwise. And save the date. We will meet you over there. Even if you want to take in the dress rehearsal, it'll be Friday, October 25th. And, of course, the show itself will be the very next day, Saturday, October 26th. It'll be over at the Performing Arts Center right at the PAC in here, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And find out more at MissWisconsinRapids.org. We're wrapping up for the week here, but we do want to send a big shout out to the heart of this station, Pam Hilke, and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. Well, more Midday Magazine for you next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, we are locally grown radio.